KSRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Congressional Democrats and some Republicans say they'll investigate one of those strikes on suspected drug-running boats off Venezuela. The White House says a Navy admiral did order a follow-up strike on one vessel, but it was done by the book. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says these are narco-terrorists. Poisoning Americans, she says they must be taken out.
With respect to the strikes in question on September 2nd, Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes. Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated.
And on Thursday, Navy Vice Admiral Frank Bradley will provide a classified briefing to key lawmakers. Russia's military claims to have captured a key logistics hub in eastern Ukraine. The announcement comes ahead of a Moscow meeting between President Putin and President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff.
Russia says it is taking Pokrovsk. President Putin reportedly visited a military command post, and the chief of the general staff, Valery Gerasimov, informed him that the city had been, in his words, liberated. There's been no confirmation from Ukraine or anyone else yet. Just now I had a quick look at Deep State. This is this map run by respected Ukrainian military analysts, a map of Russian advances. That shows that the majority of the city is in Russian hands, but not all of it.
And that's the BBC's Will Vernon. Massive winter storm that slammed the Midwest is now moving into the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, bringing snow and sleet to some areas and a cold rain to others. Parts of New England get the snow shovels ready. A lot of snow expected there. Dow futures 27 points higher this morning. NASDAQ futures are up 50. This is SRN News. Who trusts the mainstream media?
The Public Religion Research Institute has been asking people of faith, and it reports that white evangelical Protestants are the least likely to believe mainstream TV journalism. Only 29% do. In fact, less than half of white Catholics, Hispanic Protestants, Jews, Hindus, and Muslims trust the mainstream media. Black Protestants, at 65%, are the religious group in this country that is the most likely to trust mainstream TV news. Michael Harrington reporting.
Over the past few decades, hundreds of thousands of Christians have left parts of the Middle East for good, driven by wars and the rise of Muslim extremists. In Iraq, large numbers of believers fled after the U.S.-led invasion in 2003 and the rise of ISIS that followed. Iran has been persecuting Christians for decades, and the rise of the Taliban in Afghanistan has driven many believers out of that country. This is SRN News. A new Texas law restricts which restrooms transgender people can use in certain government buildings and schools.
The so-called bathroom bill requires people to use the restroom, shower, or changing room matching their sex assigned at birth. The bill does not include any specific guidelines for enforcement and does not punish an individual for using a public facility that does not match their sex at birth. However, facilities can be fined $25,000 for the first violation. Supporters say the bill will make public spaces much safer for women. Jason Walker reporting.
New York City officials say Starbucks will pay about $35 million to more than 15,000 of its New York City workers, settling claims it denied them stable schedules and arbitrarily cut their hours. More details at SRNnews.com.